And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 10th of September, 2016. It's the birthday of Cyril Connolly, born in Whitley, England, 1903, who wrote two great books about the misery of not being able to write great books. The Enemies of Promise and The Unquiet Grave came out in the late 30s and mid-40s. It's the birthday of the poet Mary Oliver, born in Maple Heights, Ohio, a suburb of Cleveland, in 1935. About her childhood, she said, "It was a very dark and broken house that I came from, and I escaped it barely, with years of trouble." She was reading John Keats, Emily Dickinson, taking long walks in the woods by her house, writing poems. She said, "I got saved by poetry and by the beauty of the world." Her first collection of poetry, No Voyage and Other Poems, came out when she was 28 to great acclaim. Mary Oliver, whose books are bestsellers, Dream Work, Blue Horses, Felicity, American Primitive. Mary Oliver, who said, "One thing I do know is that poetry, to be understood, must be clear. It mustn't be fancy. I have the feeling that a lot of poets writing now sort of tap dance through it. I always feel that whatever isn't necessary shouldn't be in a poem." One of her poems, The Summer Day, ends with the line, "Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?" When an interviewer asked Mary Oliver what she planned to do with her wild and precious life, Oliver said, "Used a lot of pencils." It's the birthday of Hannah Webster Foster, born Salisbury, Massachusetts, 1758, who was a best-selling novelist back in the 18th century with her novel The Coquette, or The History of Eliza Wharton. It was the story of a minister's daughter who becomes pregnant out of wedlock and dies after giving birth to a stillborn child at a roadside tavern, based on a true story of a relative of Hannah Foster's husband. The man who impregnated her was Pierpont Edwards, son of the famous preacher Jonathan Edwards. And it's the birthday of the biologist and science historian Stephen Jay Gould, Queens, New York, 1941, author of essays explaining complicated scientific theories in a way that most people can understand them. Stephen Jay Gould, who argued that science and religion should not be viewed as opposed to each other, but simply distinct from each other, non-overlapping disciplines that shouldn't be used to try to explain aspects of the other. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Simpson, Newspaper Nights. After midnight, when the presses were rolling, we would leave the Herald Tribune building and walk up to Times Square. The three of us would still be laughing and joking. I can see a sign that says Shenley. There are numbers high on a building telling the time, 12:27, the temperature 36. We have the streets all to ourselves. There's only the sound of an ambulance or a fire. There are only the lights that still keep changing from green to red and back to green in silence. Newspaper Nights by Lewis Simpson, from his collected poems published by Paragon House Publishers and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by TIAA. Whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.